Mishnah text. From this point onwards, for the rest of the perek, and really the beginning of the next perek as well, the Mishnah's discussion is more focused around the actual shaking of the lulav and the practical sides of things, rather than the actual validation and the requirements of the Araminim themselves. Now, with the Araisa, in order to fulfill the obligation of the Araminim, all one needs to do is pick them up, take them, and that is the mitzvah. You should take them for yourselves, and that's enough. Midrabbanan, however, already from a very early date, the way in which one should ideally fulfill his obligation is not just by picking them up, but by shaking them. Shaking them in all six directions, forwards, backwards, right, left, up, down, to show that Hashem rules the entire world, every direction, and as well as at the time of fulfilling the mitzvah and making the brachas over the Abraminim, one should also shake them during Hallel. The question is, where, at which points during Hallel, would one shake the Lulav and the rest of the Abraminim? Firstly, Behodul Hashem Techilav Asayif, during the Tehillim of Hodul Hashem, that chapter of Tehillim which we say during Hallel, although nowadays you don't necessarily have that as part of our Hallel, but the long Hodul Hashem which we say during Shabbos Pesukah Dezimra, so the first Pasuk and the last Pasuk there begins with Hodul Hashem. So one should shake the Lulav when saying that Pasuk, and as well as that, also in the Pasuk of Uva'ona Hashem Eishiyana, when he says that first half of the Pasuk, the full Pasuk, is On Hashem Eishiyana, On Hashem Atzlichana. But according to Beis Hillel, one only shakes the Lulav when saying On Hashem Eishiyana. Now, why exactly do we shake the Lulav specifically at these two points? So the Medrash actually discusses this and learns it from a Pasuk of Oz Yiranenu Atzi Ayar, the wood, the trees of the forest, will then rejoice Melefnei Hashem in front of Hashem, Ki Valishpo Desaoretz, because he has come to judge the land. The Medrash explains this is referring to after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when the entire world was judged, and some people came out innocent with a good sentence, some people came out guilty with a bad sentence, and Hashem gave us sukkos that we should take the Araminim, and we should rejoice as if we know that we came out innocent, that we came out with a good sentence, and a good verdict. So Oz Rananu, then they should rejoice using the Atzia Yar, using the wood and the plants of the forest, using the Araminim, after Hashem came to judge the land, and the Pasuk over there continues, Hodul Hashem Ki Toiv Ki L'Olam Chasdoi. So that's why we shake the Araminim at that point. And the Pasuk after that is Ve'imru Hashi'enu Elikei Yish'enu. And you should say, Save us Hashem, the God of our salvation, talking about Hashem saving us. And so that's why when we say, On Hashem Eishiyonah, please Hashem save us, at that point we shake the Lulav and the other Araminim. But the Pasuk over there, which the Medrash is talking about, does not talk about asking Hashem for success, for Hatzlacha, rather, asking Hashem for Yeshua, On Hashem Eishiyonah, and therefore, we only shake the Araminim at that point. Divrei Beis Hillel, that is the opinion of Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Omrim, or Beis Shammai say, Af, but On Hashem Atzlichana, even in the second half of the Pasuk, when we say On Hashem Atzlichana, we also shake the Araminim, because the Medrash in the Pasuk is referring to that Pasuk, not only the part of the Pasuk which talks about salvation, but the entire Pasuk. So since On Hashem Atzlichana is a continuation of that same Pasuk, we also shake the Araminim at that point. And indeed, Omar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva cites a story where we see these two opinions play out. Sefer Ha'isi B'Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua. I was watching Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua during Hallel on Sukkos. Shekola Om Ha'yumanani Nesilveyen. That all of the people davening there were shaking their lulavim, and they continued shaking them even when they said the Pasuk, the part of the Pasuk of On Hashem Atzlichana. However, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Gamliel themselves, they only shook the lulav at the first part of the Pasuk On Hashem Eishiyana, just like the opinion of Beis Hillel. And the halacha is that if a person has a mitzvah upon him to perform, and that mitzvah is bound to a specific time, he's got a time limit on that mitzvah. For example, davening, the time for davening mincha, for example, is only until night, or for example, the Araminim, which also can only be performed during that day. So one is not allowed to start long activities until he has performed the mitzvah, and that includes eating a proper meal. Now the Mishnah discusses somebody, Misha Baba Derech, somebody who's coming on a journey, let's say it's Chol HaMoed, so he went on a long journey, and in the morning, perhaps when he davened, he didn't have a lulav to take and shake at the earliest opportunity. When he enters into his house, and he reaches some Araminim, so ideally, as soon as possible, he should shake the Araminim. to fulfill the mitzvah as soon as he can. And because of that, it is forbidden to start having a meal, for example. Now, what happens if he did start a meal? Yitzhak al shulchana, he has to take next to his table. He has to take the lulav, he has to stop his meal. Since he began eating the meal when it was forbidden for him to do so, he has to interrupt his meal and take the lulav and shake it in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Now, ideally, as we said, the mitzvah of Araminim, just like most mitzvahs which have a time limit, should be performed at the earliest opportunity. This comes under the general concept of Zerizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs. The one should be as quick and eager to do a mitzvah as possible, to show his excitement for the mitzvah, and the earliest time to shake the lulav is from the morning, from sunrise. Netzachama, but the Mishnah says, Neinotol Shachris, if he did not take the lulav and fulfill the mitzvah during the morning, then Yitl Ben Arbayim, he can still take it in the afternoon, and he must do so, Shekolayim Koshla Lulav, because the entire day is valid for fulfilling the mitzvah of lulav and araminim. He has the entire day, but of course, ideally, it should be done as early as possible.